So I'm going to have to figure
that out. Yeah, because, like, I can see, like, Netflix and Hulu. No. But that's not going to be...
$800
Right.
Are you sure?
How many Netflix accounts do we have?
Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, the show where we share stories and advice on building up your marriage and wealth. I'm Elle Martinez. Support for this podcast comes from Divvy Investments. How much do you hate losing money? I can't stand it, and it burns me even more when it's for needless fees. I work hard and I want my money to do the same. Investing in your 401k is a smart way to do that, but many times the options are a mess. That's where Divvy can help. Sign up, get assessed, and they will give you a model with specific low-cost index funds or ETF recommendations that fit you. And if your 401k doesn't have the options available, they'll tailor one based on what you do have. You continue to invest on your own, and they send you alerts when you need to rebalance. It's a win-win, the best of do-it-yourself investing with some guidance to help you avoid information overload. Divvy offers an affordable online subscription, and Couple Money listeners can save even more. Just visit divvyinvestments.com and use the coupon code COUPLEMONEY. How often do the two of you review your money? We have a monthly checkup as a part of our money dates, just to make sure things are all right. With the year winding down, my husband and I have reviewed our numbers for 2016. It's a way for us to not only see how things went with our finances, but gives us a chance to start brainstorming on how we can make the next year better. When we were in the thick of our dump our car loan phase, we were very tight with our expenses because we wanted to speed up the payoff date. I even shared our numbers on the site. That accountability made a huge difference with reaching our goals. If you haven't done one, try it. And if you're not sure how to review your numbers, we'll show you in today's show. I'll share some highlights from ours this week. So first things first, with our money dates, rule number one is to make it a relaxed setting. We pick a time that's good for both of us and neither one of us is stressed out. For this review, it meant picking up some carnita tacos and session IPAs to unwind. By the way, we're using Personal Capital to review our numbers. We found that it makes things easier, especially when we're considering the whole year. And I haven't gone into much detail on the podcast, but 2016 has been eventful for us. We started it off with selling our townhouse and buying a fixer-upper. We love the place, our neighbors, everything is great, but you'll hear in a little bit how much money we spent on it. Spoiler alert, it's a good chunk of change. We've also had several family members deal with some serious health issues, including the emotionally draining process of getting a diagnosis. And on top of everything, one of our cats died last week. It wasn't completely unexpected. He was older and he was having some health issues. His visits pushed our vet and pet expenses much higher than normal, so that affected our finances. The good news, though, is we stayed within our family budget, and barring some crazy emergency these last few weeks, we should finish up this year with positive growth on all our accounts. But being a little lax on our finances meant some bills crept up, like food. So groceries were looking at $500. Which I thought was high, but apparently my husband felt otherwise. Do you think we can do better, or we did, or you're fine where we are?
Might be okay where we are. Restaurants it might go up a little bit if we make restaurants go lower.
Don't laugh. But yeah. Since we got the smoker, my husband's been busy. We love having our friends over for briskets, ribs, smoked duck, you name it. It's great that we go out less with restaurants, but feeding a big group is well pricey. So next year we're going to be more careful with this. We'll still shop at our favorite spots, we love the quality there, but we're going to wait till they're on sale. And instead of buying all or most of the meats, we're going to provide one main dish, maybe two, and tell others to bring whatever they want. I think that'll cut down on the bill without giving up our get-togethers. Next up on our budget review is our biggest expense so far. housing. This includes the mortgage, home repairs like bracing up a basement wall, appliances, such as a fridge, and improvements like installing around 200 feet of fencing.
And we just moved in, so there's going to be some of those that are going to be one-time movements. Some of these are going to be sort of recurring and spread out. But
yes, so the good news is I don't imagine us spending $12,000 next month. I mean, next year.
Next month? Holy crap.
Okay, maybe I should just have one beer when reviewing the numbers. While things looked good for the most part, we had some hiccups, including what you heard at the top of the episode. And we'll get into the mystery of the $800. But first, a word from our sponsor. Support for this podcast comes from partners like Personal Capital. You can have all your investments, bills, and income pulled into one place. It's easy to use and set up. Did I mention it's free? Why don't you give Personal Capital a try today? Go to couplemoneypodcast.com/PC. Welcome back. So we're in the middle of our year-end review, and my husband and I discover some money was unaccounted for.
So I'm going to have to figure
it out. Yeah, because like, I can see like Netflix and Hulu, but that's not going to be...
$800?
Right.
Are you sure?
How many Netflix accounts do we have?
Which, understandably, worried him.
Is there fraud?
Happy to report, no fraud. After some digging around in Personal Capital, I discovered that some of our bills, like cell phones, bank transfers, and a handful of Amazon orders were just miscategorized, which definitely puts us in a better mood. We really didn't want to have any more drama this year. So finally, we wrapped up our review with more recent transactions.
Travel's lower. This was on a credit card, which we then paid from the joint account, so that's why it's lower than the $1,200 I quoted you.
That may have sounded confusing, so let me explain. I mentioned that our cat had died last week. This past month, we had vet visits, one of them being an emergency, another being a surgery. One thing my husband likes to have in our joint account is a buffer. Since we both have our life insurance policy due last month, and we had materials for the fence, we were at that threshold. The vet bills on top of that meant we would have triggered a savings transfer. But our regular deposit was coming in just a few days, so I just put them on the card and paid the card off once the paycheck came in. We got a smidge of a reward from the credit card and avoid interest on that expense. So looking at all of the numbers, overall, we did all right. It wasn't perfect, and there are some things we're going to improve on, like our groceries, but we stayed within our target. Next year, we should have considerably less spending on certain expenses, like housing and, sad to say, pet expenses as well. So what will we do with this money? Find out next week when we share our goals for 2017 and some big news. I'm glad you can join us. If you want to see our old reviews, go to couplemoney.com. You can see how things changed as we got more comfortable talking about money. And thank you to our sponsors and partners. Please check out Divvy and Personal Capital when you have a chance. Their support keeps the show running, and they have really great services. Our theme song was written and performed by Gentle Regime, additional music from Lee Rosevier. And of course, thank you so much. Couple Money Podcast is made possible because of listeners like you. If you haven't already, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. You'll get the latest stories and tips on building your wealth together sent to you. And it's free. We're out there on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and more. You can also grab the feed off our site so you can listen to the show from whatever podcast service app you prefer. I hope you have a wonderful week. Take care.